Europe is in the grip of its most extreme drought in decades. Record-breaking heat waves linked to climate change have dried up rivers across the continent and sent water reserves plummeting to historic lows. Scientists have warned that scorching summers and drier winters will likely become the new normal due to human-induced global warming.
Europe's rivers are disappearing. Italy's Po is yet another casualty of the severe drought gripping much of the continent. The river would normally be teeming with tourists. Instead, its drying bed is littered with empty boats. Those living near Italy's longest river say the situation is unprecedented.
I'm young, and I do not remember anything like this. But even the elderly of my village and the villages around here have never seen something like this, never ever.
With the Po relied upon for keeping rice fields like this one irrigated, farmers are warning of devastating consequences for the region known as Italy's breadbasket. Spain is facing similarly dire conditions, with reservoirs falling to their lowest levels since 1995. At this one in Extremadura, the water has receded so far, a medieval bridge submerged decades ago is exposed again. In Catalonia, this 9th century church has also emerged from the depths. With scorching weather predicted to continue, water supplies are set to only dwindle further. Even the notoriously wet UK is facing drought conditions, with the source of the River Thames drying up for the first time since at least 1976, amid record-breaking heat and low rainfall. In France too, rivers are drying up, like here in the northwest, where the Loire, the country's longest river, has fallen so low in some places it can be crossed on foot. To the east, sinking water levels in the Rhine are threatening not just fish, but the German economy too. The river is a key economic artery, with barges transporting millions of tons of cargo, including coal, oil and gas each year. But officials are warning that it is set to become impassable for most boats within days, as Europe's drought drags on.